Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
He's an investment professional singing the blues and jazz.
And hold me fast, the magic spell you cast. This is love beyond words. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, this is love beyond words.
Last year, he launched a collection of jazz songs, Love Anthology. He's also setting up a fund. He's going to tell us more about that in a while. This interview is in collaboration with the Peak's Next Gen of Leaders series. Time to get to know Reggie Pryor. Good morning, Reggie.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good to have you with us on air. And a great way to start the morning, I think, listening to you sing.
Oh, thank you. Very kind of you.
Listen, when we asked for your designation for this interview, we were given CIO of Sunray Woodcraft Construction. I looked up Sunray, founded in 1987 as a family-run carpentry trade business. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. So do you identify more with what you do for a living, so to speak, rather than any title associated with jazz, jazz soloist, for example, musician?
Oh, that's such a hard first question. but to be fair, I do try to make sure that both are well balanced, because I always believe that we are all diamond in a rough, right? So we are trying to actually polish every single facet of our lives. And I try not to put myself in a box. Instead, if I can actually be known as somebody who can balance both sides, both the investment career as well as the financial, as well as the music, being a musician, that's actually what I aim to do.
Okay, before we head to you and music, help us understand more about your background in the finance world.
Yeah. So I am currently the CIO specifically for real estate for Sunray Woodcraft Construction. One of the main roles that I'm doing at the moment is to set up a multifamily office fund sponsored by the family as well as some of their partners from the regions. The idea is to actually invest in value add and opportunistic real estate assets, the brick and mortar, and hopefully, we will generate value-add returns. And typically, the way we do it is to acquire brownfield development assets which are old or derelict, and then we try to actually beautify it, get a new use of some of these old assets, and hopefully we can then generate better revenues with good entry price.
Fantastic.
And that's the idea.
And you're hoping to launch this when?
By April 2021, which is in just about 2 months' time.
All right. So you're pretty busy with that. Any time for music, to fit in music? What have you been doing on the musical front?
Yeah, on the musical front, at the end of last year, I launched an album called Love Anthology, one of the songs that you played earlier. The idea... It is something that I've been wanting to do. This is my debut album, first time ever I actually recorded an album. And the idea behind it is actually stories of different aspects of love. My background was actually on the music, is primarily doing songs, gigs for weddings, for events. And I've done so many love songs throughout the years of me being a musician. And I want to present different parts of love, because everybody always thinks that jazz music, many of the songs that they know are the lovey-dovey kind, right? The very beautiful, sentimental, romantic kind of songs. But there are some songs out there that actually carry different aspects of love, like breakup, the sentimental aspects of love, the farewells, and also different kind of love. One of the songs that I included is actually love between son and the mother. So I want to make sure that every listeners who are in different journeys, different parts of journey of their life, who are experiencing different kinds of love at current point, can identify with the different songs that I present.
I like that. So that one, the love between a mother and a child, is that encapsulated in the song Proud of Your Boy?
That's right.
All right, let's have a listen.
Proud of your boy, I'll make you proud of your boy. Believe me, better something, my, you're in for a pleasant surprise. I've wasted time, I've wasted me. So say I'm slow for my age, a late bloomer, okay, I agree. That I've been one rotten kid, some sun, some pride, and some joy. But I'll get over this lousing up, messing up, screwing up times. You'll see my now comes to better part. Someone's gonna make good, cross his stupid heart. Make good and finally make you proud of your boy.
Reggie Pryor there from his collection of jazz songs, Love Anthology. Reggie joins us live. Reggie, you've got this beautiful musical sound to your voice, as in, you know, you should be in musical theater. I can see a duet with Leah Salonga. What do you think?
Oh, gosh, that was fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. What is the best advice you can give people who want to pursue passion along their work? You're CIO of Sunray Woodcraft Construction and a jazz soloist.
Yeah, well, you know, there's this saying, right, that find three hobbies that you love. One is to make you money, one is to keep you in shape, and the other is to be creative. We are always fixated on the first one, which is to make money. Mm. And it often happens where we are so busy trying to go and get what we want in career, we forget about the other two. And I think it's something that we just have to always keep in mind, because Confucius said that and we are not just a tool. A tool serves only a purpose, but people should be serving different purposes. And that's how you attain greater satisfactions in life, to try to not just be one-dimensional, but to explore different parts and different aspects of your life. I think that's what I would suggest people to actually continue trying as they progress in their career.
Yeah, that is a path of excellence, I think, right? To continually challenge yourself.
That's right.
What is the best advice you think, what would you like to share with a young would-be artist?
I would say that just let your curiosity and creativity set the boundaries of your life, and try to push yourself out of comfort zone. One example that I went through while I was making an album, my album, is actually this fear of making an album with some of the best in the jazz music industry in the region as well, from different parts of the world. Mm. But then at the back of my mind, I know that I have to work with the best to propel myself further. So I would suggest to the young ones to aim high. Mm. And don't be shy, and don't be afraid to ask all these people for help or for time for collaboration. Because generally, people in the music industry are very, very nice. They are very accommodative. They try to build the young generations of artists and musicians.
But you were so fearful initially. Why do you think that? You were fearful of playing with some of the jazz greats from Asia.
Yeah, the thing is that I'm the least experienced when it comes to recording. Mm. So I kind of figure out how it's supposed to be, but I wasn't too sure how the recording of audio is going to turn out like, right? And how difficult it is in the studio itself. Am I going to make like 10 tries to actually record a song? Or can I actually do in one or two takes? I was very happy, and I guess I was also partially lucky that I managed to do most of the songs in one or two takes. So that actually, to me, is an indication that, hey, I'm actually good enough, and I'm glad that I actually went through that experience because it actually boosts my confidence further.
Wow, so great to hear that vulnerability. All right, before we let you go, here's a slightly cheeky question. What kind of music do you think best reflects the state of the market this morning? So bond yields rose further, stocks tanked because of Jerome Powell's speech. What kind of music do you think best reflects the market?
Oh, dear. That is a tough one, really.
But you say the blues. Are you singing the blues, Reggie?
No. We should be optimistic. We should be optimistic.
All right.
I mean, vaccine is on the way. I think that equities should still do well in the longer run. So let's aim for a better world, and we should be optimistic. So I guess some of those hopeful songs which raise the spirits would be ones that we should be singing and listening to.
Wonderful. And do you have many hopeful songs on your album?
I would say that it's primarily love songs, right? But what I would always listen to if I want to feel a bit more hopeful would be Just the Way You Are, which is a jazz cover of the Bruno Mars song. So I think you would like that to play to raise your hope and spirit.
Oh, that's a great recommendation, Reggie. Thank you so much. Great meeting you on Influence. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Michelle. Take care.
He's Reggie Pry. If you're looking out for his album, it's called Love Anthology. Reggie, CIO of Sunray Woodcraft Construction, joining us this morning on Influence.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.